I'm Jenny Deller. My film is called Future Weather.
And how did Future tell folks what Future Weather is about if they haven't been to the festival yet? Hint, hint.
Okay. Future Weather is a portrait of a Midwestern teen who is abandoned by a pretty flaky single mom and decides to take survival into her own hands.
So how did this story come about for you?
I always had this image from when I was a kid of a young teen opening her mailbox and finding a postcard from her mother who was off gallivanting around the country, and there was something both kind of sad and romantic about it, and that was the original seed for this story.
I think sometimes when you say the romantic part, you think of a film like Tumbleweeds or Anywhere But There, where you know the mother is eccentric and exotic and you know teaches you new things, but then she just goes away. So I think you were great, and also the fact that you're doing this from the child's point of view.
Yeah, and the mother is a dreamer, and so that's definitely a theme throughout the film is, you know, what's this balance between pursuing your dreams and then also doing the responsible thing in your life, caring for your loved ones. And so you have these three generations of women, the 13-year-old girl who's, you know, her dream is to save the planet, the mother who has a shallower dream, but, you know, kind of she's at one end of the spectrum, throws everything away for the dream, and then the grandmother who is at the opposite end, who just has squashed all dreams because she's just, you know, she's burdened by duty and responsibility.
And so you also got some name folks in this, folks you may recognize, and folks that you check on IMDb, you've seen their work. How easy was it or how difficult was it to get this cast?
You know, it's a testament to the cast, I think, that we got. It's a testament to the script, I think, actually, the cast we got, because they care about working on good projects, not about money, which we didn't have any of. So we were very lucky in that way. I met Lily Taylor through the Nantucket Film Festival. The script won it's called the Showtime Tony Cox Screenwriting Award, and she was on the jury, and that was a complete stroke of luck because she's always been a hero of mine. So I thought, you don't get an opportunity like this very often, and I just offered her the part of Ms. Markovi, the science teacher. And then Amy Madigan, we got through more traditional means and, you know, just took a chance, and we loved her work, sent her, or had our casting director send her agent the script, and luckily she loved it too.
You talk about the daughter, mother, grandmother, and so you have a family, three different generations of women in their own ways interacting with one another, and I don't think you get to see that a whole lot. And if you do, it's almost in a kind of a sitcom sense of the word. And delve into that a little bit.
Yeah, I was just, I spent 5 years in New York acting before I made Future Weather, and I know how difficult it is as a woman to get good roles, and that doesn't, it's not just for younger women, that's most specifically for older women. You know, once in Hollywood, it's sort of like once you hit 40, you're considered over the hill, and I just didn't want to accept that, you know. And so I wrote parts for actors. I wrote parts I would want to play. I wrote parts I knew other women would want to play, and I just really tried to let that be my guide and not feel pressured by the more formulaic stuff we see out there.
And you have a solid performance by a young girl, I think 13 when you made this?
Yes, Perla Haney-Jardine. If you have not heard of her...
Kill Bill 2 and a couple others.
Yeah, but you will...
Untraceable, yeah.
Once you see her, you'll never forget her. She's incredibly talented. I think she's really got a future if she wants to do this, because she's got an incredibly broad interest. She loves to study, she loves school, she likes science, so she's kind of the real deal.
And the fact that it's a character that is not the quirky, dry, and as much as we love the films of Wes Anderson, but it's, you know, and she's not a child with a grown-up mouth, she's a kid still, you know, who's smart in some aspects, in other ways, she's still growing up.
Yeah, she is, and we were, like I said, very lucky to find Perla, who just really gave herself to the role, you know, and brought a very authentic feel to it. And she was 13 at the time, which was something I really wanted to capture on film, because that's such a transitory time for a young girl.
So what festivals do you do after this?
We are headed to directly to Philadelphia Film Festival, which is, it's a great...
Before you shot it.
Yeah. Yeah, we shot the film there, even though it's set in Southern Illinois, but Philly was our home base, and so it'll be our hometown screening. And then we're hitting Virginia Film Festival, Naples Film Festival, and Napa Valley Film Festival.
We'll have one, from Jim's for me, if you would, please.
Thank you.